This is an audio story by Priest of Aphrodite. That One Night with Lee, author Yankee Tider. When I first got out of college, I worked at a company of young, fun, partying kids. Most of us were right out of school and in our first jobs. I had an ongoing friends with benefits with someone at the company at the time, and she was amazing. Lee was a stunning, beautifully faced, perfect body with incredibly huge tits and such a curvy ass. 6 foot tall blonde, right out of Old Miss and so out of my league. She had an older boyfriend who clearly had money, as she lived a much nicer lifestyle than we were getting paid. But she was really cool, really fun. And I had an instant crush on her moments after we met. The whole team did happy hours and late nights at clubs quite often. When Lee wasn't with her boyfriend, she was with us. It was always a group. We were always partying, and the hookups were legendary. Often, if we had significant others, they would join, and Lee's boyfriend often did. One night, we were out late seeing a cover band at a bar, and Lee's boyfriend was there. Clearly, there was some kind of conflict, but no one thought much about it when he left her there. She asked me if she could have a ride home, and I said, well, of course. She lived very close to my apartment. When it was time to go, it was late. Neither of us were drunk, and so I was fine to drive. I'd only had a beer or two much earlier. Lee got in my car for what I thought would be a very innocent lift home. Thankfully, I was so wrong. As I got in, she immediately turned to me and said, I need to forget about my boyfriend tonight. Can we go to your apartment for a little while? Boom. The hottest words I had ever heard. I immediately started to get hard and somewhat worried about how messy my place was. The drive was only a few minutes, but at a stoplight, she leaned over and gave me an amazing kiss and started rubbing my growing cock through my jeans. I remember her pulling her lips off mine for a few seconds and saying, nice. And when she did, I reached over and rubbed her nipples through her sweater. Fuck, my dreams came true. We got to my place, and thankfully my flatmate was in his room. I just said we should take it in the bedroom, and she said, I was so in. We went to the bedroom and quickly got naked after a potty break. I laid on top of her incredible body, and we began to make out, lots of skin contact. She was an amazing kisser, and I was so fucking hard. I could feel the pre-cum already leaking out, and she must have felt it on her leg. She said, let me get that for you, and immediately licked it off the tip of my cock, and then wrapped her gorgeous lip around my entire head and inhaled it. Amazing, I didn't come down her throat and right then and there. She was model hot, and I was getting everything I dreamed of, the stuff my dreams had been made of the entire time I was working at this company. I pulled her up, put her on the bed, looked down at her beautiful body, and leaned into her beautiful labia. I licked her forever, felt like 20 or 30 minutes, and she squirted on my face and came all over my face. It was so hot. Finally, after what felt like an eternity of pleasure and orgasms, she breathlessly said, please, fuck me. These words were so intense in my heart and mind that I immediately slid my hard, aching cock into her sweet, wet pussy. At first I was on top, enjoying fucking her in this unbelievable dream. And then she rolled me over and rode me. When I thought I couldn't stand it anymore, she got on all fours, and I got in her from the inside, bareback. I gripped my hands deep onto her chest and thrust harder and harder until I finished inside her. Luckily, she told me she was protected and to go for it. Oh, I still enjoy talking about this to this day. We crashed soon after and fucked twice more the next morning. It was Sunday. Lazy Sunday. Oh, beautiful mornings. I was crushing so hard and she was so beautiful and incredible in bed. I began to dream and fantasize about our wonderful life together. I didn't text her all that next day, somehow. Monday, she walked into my cubicle. Her beauty as stunning as ever. And she said, "Can I talk to you in private for a minute?" And I said, "Sure," thinking, this is it. My crush was mine. Her first words to me were, "You realize that never happened, right?" Stupidly, I said, yeah, I get it. And she said, "Okay, good. It was fun, but it will never happen again." I was devastated. Devastated. But I had that one night with Lee and a lifetime of memories about how amazing it was would have to suffice. Eventually, she married the boyfriend, and I assume they're living a happy life together. She invited me to the wedding, and as I came through the line and shook his hand, she looked at me and winked in the reception line. That's the only time I was around her. That night was ever acknowledged.